email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
51551, on behalf of all the insect life out there in the long grass, thank you for recommending the scythe instead of the lawnmower. Well, I suppose when the grass gets a certain length, a lawnmower is useless to you. It's like an ashtray on a motorbike. It's just absolutely useless. So you need something else, and you could employ a trimmer, although that's hard work and it may not work. But the scythe is the thing that will definitely work, and it saves the insects. Now to wildlife of a different type and a wildlife pitch invasion at a ladies' Gaelic football game between St. Finian's Vancouver and Aeroge Vancouver. Patrick Quayle is the PRO for St. Finian's, and he's back home on holidays, and he's going to tell us what happened. Hello, Patrick.
Hello, Ray. How are you?
Good. How's the holiday going?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad. It's actually not raining in Fermanagh, so it's not too bad.
Right. It sounds like that's unusual.
Yeah, it definitely is. Up this side of the country, it is.
How long are you over in Vancouver?
We're over here now about 10 years or so, Ray.
Right. And do you come home every year, Patrick?
No, not every year, because the journey's quite long and we've three kids now. So right. We tend to get over every 2 to 3 years now.
Okay. So you're St. Finian's PRO and you're the youngest GAA club in Vancouver. And when you say young, how old are you?
So this year is our fifth anniversary. So we were formed in 2019.
Right. There's two other clubs, Aeroge, and what's the other one called?
So there's three other clubs. Fraser Valley Gaels, Vancouver Aeroge, and ISSC as well.
So there's a match on. When was the match on?
It was last Thursday night, June 20th.
Okay. And everything was going according to plan. It's a shared pitch, is it? It looks like a shared. I'm seeing soccer posts there as well, are there?
Yeah, so where our pitch is, it's kind of like an amalgamation of two rugby fields. So there are some soccer goals out the back that you can see there in that photo with the Bears behind our Gaelic posts there.
Okay. So you were well into the second half. Who was in the lead?
So Vancouver Aeroge were in the lead by about 5 points.
Right.
And then the Bears started to come a little bit closer.
You just threw that in casually there. I was building up to it. You just threw it in casually.
Well, yeah, I had to put that in there because, people were thinking that we actually, planted the Bears in there.
Right,
the game kind of called off, we were behind. So, we didn't plant them in there or anything there, but...
So I'm looking at the picture here. So it's your team, all smiley faced, and behind them, they look like they're photoshopped in, but they are real bears.
Yeah, two real black bears. Yeah, they're actually quite uncommon to see in such an open expanse space like Burnaby Lakes there. As I say, I've been over there 10 years now, and I've never heard of bears coming out into the actual playing areas there.
Okay, so what happens then? The referee has a decision to make, does he or she?
Yeah. So I believe that the Bears were there for a few minutes and the game was still going on,
right.
Because they were quite a little bit away. So as they gradually got closer, they kind of were approaching from the sideline and heading towards our goalkeeper in the goals. So the referee decided to just get all the ladies off the field over to the sideline to a little bit more of a safe distance. So it was kind of all smiles there, and then you were able to take a few photos and everything was a bit of a novelty.
Yes.
There was about 5 or 10 minutes left.
Was it a championship game?
It was, yeah. It was round three of the ladies senior championship.
And Aeroge were in front?
They were, yeah.
So what happens now?
Yeah, I don't know. I'd like to be a fly on the wall now of that meeting that Vancouver GAA is going to have, because that topic I don't think has ever been discussed over there, what they're going to do about it.
But. And would they have to refer them back to Croke Park and the Competition Control Committee, the CCC?
Yeah, probably, just to see what the story is with it, because, as I say, there was about 5 or 10 minutes left, so there could be two options that they could do. They could play the 10 minutes just, outright, yes. And then close the game like that. But in other cases, you might just say, replay the game as is. But, again, both clubs will probably have to agree to that. So, yeah, it's a little bit of a tricky one.
There's a constitution to the GAA, isn't there? There's a list of rules and regulations and
yes.
all that sort of thing.
Yes, absolutely. But I don't think there's bears included.
Yeah.
They might have to include them now, though.
Well, they could. I suppose they could put wildlife in general, couldn't they? In exactly. the event of yeah. threatening wildlife in the vicinity mm-hmm. of the mm-hmm. pitch, this is what happens. Yeah. What would you like to see happening, Patrick, as you know, PRO St Finian's?
I don't know. Like, probably the fair thing to do is if there's only 10 minutes remaining, I know it's probably a pain for both clubs, but you know, if there's 10 minutes left, just play out the final 10 minutes.
Right.
That's probably the fair way because, as I say, Aero, we're in front by, you know, 5 or 6 points there. So, but yeah. again, it's not up to me. We'll have to wait and see. And, you know, if both clubs agree to it, then, you know, we'll go ahead and hopefully the Bears don't reappear.
And where were they going or what were they doing? Have you any
idea?
They
hung around for a long time. You know, they were actually trying to wait and see if they'd move on and then they would continue the game.
Yeah, they were waiting to see if St. Finian's would come back and win.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. Well, they were waiting in the square for the long ball probably, but sure, yeah. we didn't go back in. So, they hung around for a little bit. But in Vancouver, the light doesn't stay as bright as it does at home here. So it was getting a little bit dark.
Mm.
So, yeah, the game had to be just called off at that point, you know.
Yeah. Is there a big GAA community in Vancouver?
There is. It's getting bigger every year as well, Ray. You know, obviously, Vancouver is a very attractive destination now for everyone to come over. We see a lot of influx of members, you know, not only in our own club, but all the other clubs as well. You know, when I first went out there was only one club. It was ISSC. But it is increased by, you know, tenfold since then. There's hurling clubs, there's camogie clubs. So the GAA as a whole, not only in Vancouver, but all of Canada is growing, and it's great to see.
It's a great connection back to the old sod, as they'd say, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
And when are you going home? When are you going back to Vancouver?
We fly back in about 3 weeks' time.
Ah, right. So you're here for all the championship then, most of it.
Yeah. I'm actually heading to Croke Park on Sunday, so I can't wait for that.
Right. And who? Because it's the quarterfinals, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah. So it's a tasty tie there between Kerry and Derry. So I'm really looking forward to that one.
Okay, and you'll be shouting for Derry, I suppose, neighbours.
I don't know. Probably, but you know, I'm just happy to witness the likes of Clifford and, you know, them Kerry lads and Shane McGuig and all them Derry lads in the flesh. So yeah. I'm happy enough if the game's a good spectacle.
Well, enjoy that and enjoy the rest of your holidays. And thanks for bringing us the story about the pitch invasion of two black bears in Vancouver last Thursday night. Thanks, Patrick Quayle, St Finian's PR.
No problem.
See you. Good luck.
No problem. Ray.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.